Do you have any plants at home? If so, describe some of them.
Some plants, yes. I can't remember their names. Maybe there's one that I think is, maybe it's an Aspidistra. It's a big leafy kind of plant that likes the shade. I have a couple of those. They get really big. And there's another climbing plant, which is, it seems like a tropical plant. It has enormous leaves with holes in them. I don't know the name of this plant, but it's getting very big. It's growing very quickly. So I'm not sure what to do about that because it's just on our terrace. And what else? I've got a hibiscus plant, which is flowering at the moment, and also two lettuces. I've started growing some vegetables in pots, two lettuces and one tomato plant, which is still very small.
How do you take care of them? Do you have green fingers?
I think I'm okay with plants. You just have to be careful not to water them too much. Maybe I tend to water plants too much, and not all plants like being watered a lot. So I think in general I know what plants like, but the problems I usually have are with insects and pests, you know, diseases and things, which plants often seem to get. As I don't like using, you know, like chemicals, it can be a bit of a problem sometimes.
Have you ever grown any food?
Yeah, at different times. I have had vegetable gardens in different places. I've grown lettuces, tomatoes, beans, potatoes, garlic, spinach, silver beet, things like that, really.
What food would you like to grow?
I don't know. I think it'd be good to have some fruit trees, but you need quite a bit of, you know, big space for that because you don't really, you know, you have to don't do much. They just bear fruit every year, hopefully. I think just simple salad vegetables, you know, are the best bet, really.
What do you think the benefits of gardening are?
Well, it's like a hobby, I guess. It can be very relaxing. And satisfying, you know, when you get to pick and eat, you know, all the wonderful vegetables that you've grown. I think it's you learn things because you learn. I mean, people sort of give you advice, and you by trial and error, you know, you learn what things work and what things don't work. You know, what things to plant and not to plant and when to plant them. So it's a learning experience as well.